AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Canada has struck a major tariff deal with China.
Breaking with the US, Canada has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products, says Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Canada has agreed to allow up to 49,000 Chinese electric vehicles into the Canadian market, with the most favored nation tariff rate of 6.1%. This is a return to the levels that existed prior to recent trade frictions.
Carney adds China will reduce its tariff on canola seeds, a major Canadian export, from about 84% to about 15%, and has high hopes for further improvements.
It's expected that within 3 years, this agreement will drive considerable Chinese investment in Canada's auto sector, creating good careers in Canada.
Earlier Friday, he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping pledged to improve relations between their two nations after years of acrimony. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump at the White House yesterday.
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize. The people of Bolivar are giving back to the heir of Washington a medal, in this case, the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize, as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
Trump confirmed later on social media that Machado had left the medal for him to keep, and he said it was an honor to meet her. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk, is due back in court today. This is AP News. Something else has been named after President Trump.
On Friday, President Donald Trump plans to attend a ceremony in Florida that dedicates a 4-mile stretch of road from the airport to his Mar-a-Lago estate as President Donald J. Trump Boulevard. It's another on a list of things named after the president. His name has been put on the U.S. Institute of Peace, the Kennedy Center, and a new class of battleships. Some critics say memorializations are supposed to honor those who have passed. Supporters say the tributes are well-deserved. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube has introduced legislation calling for the Washington Area Rapid Transit System to be called the Trump Train. And North Carolina Republican Representative Addison McDowell is proposing renaming Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.